Kein Wort mehr! Keines mehr!
Nur Ton. Lass mich den Formanten richten. Keine Freiheit in Donnern. Ist's versprochen, was zu sagen?
Kein Wort mehr! Keines mehr! Nur Ton!
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Welcome along, everybody. You are on Superboost Radio 2025. And now we have a slot together with Error Instrument. Paul and Marcel are here. The microphone.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
It's nice to have you here. What's your first impression on the Superboost edition this year? Are you happy?
I'm very happy. I like Superboost a lot. It's one of the best trade shows if it's about Eurorack and experimental devices and development. So yeah, this is one of the best we can have, I think, maybe in the world. Of course, we need a little bit good weather, and it's springtime so in Germany, and it's kind of good. So during the COVID, I think Superboost changed in not only a trade show but also in a festival, that we need to go out because it was like COVID time and we need to spread. And somehow we start liking it to go out in tents and having a kind of trade show outside with the performances and a lot of creative people. So it's still like this. COVID is over and this is how it grew, in my opinion. I know Andreas Schneider a long time. So yeah, this is what it's a good thing. Yeah. About Superboost. For the rest, I like it that I meet a lot of nice people and a lot of people who are on the same level of music, and that's what maybe a lot of people have. A lot of nerds here, yes.
Absolutely, connecting with the world, with your friends, and getting some inspiration. So maybe what I thought you can ask and give the listeners a little introduction in your brand, in Error Instruments, just where you're based, what are you doing, what is your approach, because as we know, you're kind of special, maybe? Or unusual, I would
unusual.
Say. Unusually good.
we do this for a long time. You know, Error Instruments is going to be 15 years. And 15, not 50. I'm not that old, almost. Anyway, we're making experimental more in a way that it's something else. So we're not making only filters and oscillators and things should be tuned on one fault or octave or this or that. We make everything in Eurorack, but it's more confidential, more strange. And we really listen to the sound. So we have a lot of customers in cinematic and in Hollywood who use this for films. This is also that get used in techno and it get used. So we're using tapes, we're using lullabies, we're using a different kind of methods to create sounds. And we always founding new ways to have sound. So yeah, I work together with Stijn Kuipers from This Is No Rocket Science. And he have a company together also with Marcel. He's also here. Hi, Marcel.
Hi.
And with Stijn, I developed a carper. That's a kind of harp. Carper is also a fish, but it's like an algorithm. Carper is strong. It's a little bit deep to explain. But it sounds like a kind of harp, but really experimental. And this we made in Eurorack and in standalone. And so we have some new things, and you can take a look at the booth. There is it, and they're releasing it also some YouTube videos today, and of course on the website. But I'm not here for only sales, it's also about development and things that you like. So, yeah.
So, maybe let's talk a little bit more about the CarPro, because this is really new. I saw it the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know, when did you release it? And I think you also have to describe how do you play it, because it's also kind of special for Eurorack. I believe it's touch.
It's hands-on. You play it with four different strings that you touch. there are sensitive sensors in there that make different different sounds, different levels of sounds. You can also use it as a controller because it has a CV in gate. You can use it like a kind of sequencer, that's a term, that's even MIDI there. But the interface is totally different than usual. So you don't work only with CV or trigger, you're really touching with your hand the device, and that makes it special. And I can, as every instrument, not do this only by myself. I do this also with help of Stijn Kuipers from This Is No Rocket Science. His development is now also busy with a new kind of piano, or let's say a key. I'm not in so much into keys if it's about piano and keys, but and keyboards. But we have Marcel here with us who can explain a little bit why this is really special also about the keys. So this is, it sounds of course strange because piano is one of the oldest thing, black and white keys, and that's the thing. But this is something a little bit more different. Marcel, can you tell us something about it?
Hi. First of all, welcome. Thanks for having me here. Yeah, 3 years ago, Stijn asked me to take the plastic feel out of the plastic. And that was quite high. Ribbon. I thought, well, what's the problem? So 3 years ago, it was the first time for me to be here, and quite impressive, and getting more impressive every year. I come here now, but he explained to me the problem with the current keybeds available for the keyboard synthesizer builders, and that most of them you can stick the two types. There's the piano action where you have like the hammer feel. And you have the keyboard action where you don't have the hammer feel. So with the lack of the hammer feel, that's what you call the keyboard action. And what I've learned that the piano actions were made from average to high quality, and the keyboard actions are made from the average to total crap. And Stijn from This Not Rocket Science is already working for over 20 years to a project to making a keyboard synthesizer. He was very sort of like disappointed in the availability of a higher quality of keypad because it wants to play the keyboard action without the hammer. And at a certain point we are friends for like ages now, and at a certain point he asked me, Marcel, you're a mechanical engineer, I think you can solve this problem because I'm really looking forward to a keyboard action with a higher feel of quality. So when you play it, you don't want to feel the crappy, low quality, but you want to play like a higher, like, you want to, it feels should be good.
It should not feel like a keyboard on computer, huh?
No, it should not feel like plastic, but with a higher level of quality, when you play like a Steinway piano, it feels like quality what you're playing.
So what was your approach then?
First of all, to make a definition of the problem, that's mechanical rigidity of the keys. Most of the keyboard actions have more loose keys. Also, it sounds more like plastic, so that's the sound. But also, when I interviewed many keyboard players, what type of like tension would you like to feel? Like when you ask 10 of them, you will have 11 answers. There's not one single line. Sometimes they even choose for the strength of the keys due to the brand instead of like all the technology behind it. And I figured out that needs to be adjustable too. So I sort of like, okay, how can you make it more adjustable? How can you apply the current state of technology into this keypad? And also Stijn, he's more like the electronic and software engineer, I'm a mechanical engineer. And both we sort of like figured out also with Priscilla, as a side note, she's doing the project management also. When you put two creative people together, we go like berserk, and she sort of like straightens out all the time. And the three of us sort of like figured out how to configure this. And then in a certain iterations, we made some prototypes, and now we're also at a level that we can say, okay, this really feels different. So when you play it, most people who feel here sort of like call it hybrid between keyboard and piano action, because okay. It looks like piano when they play it. They often sounds like several people actually said it, like it sounds strange, but when you play it, it more like feels like natural, and that's exactly what the goal was. So and now we're in the stage of setting up the mass production with molds and everything, and scaling up right now.
So it's currently in a kind of prototype stage?
Yes, we have a final prototype with me, and also brought it with us to the Super Bowl this year.
What's funny is about it, it's a really a traditional thing, but they changed the traditional thing. So it still stays the same, but then in a different kind of that you have more grip on the playability.
Yeah, and there's also one other thing that really distinguished as well, and somehow it didn't. That was not the first reason, but when you look at the white keys, when you have like the corner with the black keys, normally it's very sharp, and when the key starts to crack, it's in the corner. And the first thing I thought, why don't you make it round? So I made rounded black keys on the front edge, they won't crack because you won't have a high spot of strength when you're pushing too hard. And that's but somehow it become the most distinctive part of the whole design. But it's more like a functional part instead of like make it more visual.
It's like a mechanical aftertouch also in there.
You can also switch the mechanical aftertouch. There's a certain travel of the key, and with one function you can actually add just slightly more travel to the for the lower region, and there you can actually switch the whole thing. The whole travel of the key is measured from top to bottom within the accuracy of 1/100 of a millimeter.
We don't only
have the polyphonic aftertouch, but you also have polyphonic pretouch all over. Even when you have like seven octave, even if you press them all, they're still processed, and the processor for all the keys are integrated in the keypad. So you do, as a builder, you do not need to process the whole thing. It's already done inside the keypad.
Okay,
long story.
what I'm just thinking, okay, it's a pretty nice device. I got it, a pretty high-end device even. Is it expensive?
That's a good question, yeah.
Yeah,
not
it's,
sure.
We think it's not expensive, but it's a higher quality as it's available right now, but it's still affordable. When you have like a fee for octave keypad for a business-to-business, that's €200, exclusive taxes.
200?
200 euros, yeah.
Yes, all right. Okay. And that's then the keypad like a controller, right?
Yes.
Yes, so there's no synth engine. But the plan is also to make a synth engine in there.
Yeah.
So it's double, but that is not going to be 200, I think, but yeah.
Actually, it's already in there.
It's already in there, all right.
Don't tell out too loud.
We're only on the radio.
Nobody knows, nobody listens.
Yeah. For the rest, we have a lot of tape stuff in the booth. Come to our booth. There's also a booth of Disney Rocket Sign. You can have a small sample of the piano keys, what Marshall just talked about, that you can touch and push. And if you're into this, and if you just want to listen to tape loops or some crazy things, then you're also welcome in our tent. So yes.
Maybe one last question, because I talked about it with a radio colleague, like the runs, for example, for these new tape devices. Mm-hmm. They're pretty small, I believe. What's your approach there? Like 50 or 100?
Yes. Sometimes 50, and then we make sometimes 50 more. Can be. So we're making limited editions of things. Yeah.
And on what depends this, or what, why do you?
We're using sometimes compartments from the 50s, and there are some shops where you can buy this, and then you can only buy a few. So if you have something and you have just a little bit, you cannot start a production because then it's too low. So you should at least have 50, and then you're starting this. So if we use a part of the tape parts in there that needs a motor that can be controlled by control voltage, and that you can reduce the speed of it to that it goes in sync with the rest, with your LFOs and the rest of the things. This is not. This cannot be with every cassette player. You need a circuit. You need to do some development. And if you find it, then you buy one time a lot. Yes. This we have the Mellow Man. It's inspired on the Mellotron.
Such a good device. Yeah.
And then you can just play different notes on different control voltage. It has four notes. And that's also the idea in Eurorack. There's a Lopez gate in there. You can also make it short, that you have that you stop it. The new one have a really fast motor, so it feels like a direct drive. There are two knobs, we call these cherry knobs. They're the key knobs that you know from an old keyboard, and then you can go fast in front and stop, and that makes it more feel like a DJ.
And is it also pitchable, like
continuously
speed is pitchable, or discrete, or
the tapes continuously you can pitch it, but we're making tape loops. That means you open up a tape and you make a loop in there. You can, of course, use your regular tapes, but then you are in a loop with it. You can have a piano loop. You slow down the piano loop. It comes also with a loop tapes. And on Etsy, there are a lot of tape loop makers, and we also have them in our shop if you need tape loops. But you can also do it yourself. It's not so difficult. we also do this sometimes with used tape, that you have in a box and you can just use it. A lot of tutorials on the internet how to do that. The sound of tape is really unique. If you record, for example, a piano and you play it back on tape in a loop and you slow down the speed and you put a little bit a delay or reverb, then you have already ambient in a nutshell.
Yeah.
This is
sometimes it's easy.
It is easy if you know the receipt, how to do it. You know, that's the thing. And I just do this in my house for myself, and then I think, oh, this is a nice loop, and I'm using that. At the end, it's a kind of sampling because I have then 10 tapes if I perform, and then I mix, and then some of the tapes have other sounds like circuit bending sounds, some of them more peak and texture sounds. And instead of mixing with vinyl, mix with tape. It's more warmer sound if you slow it down, and it's more smaller to take with you. Vinyl is nice, but it's always big, and it's different. Yeah.
All right, Paul, Marcel, any last words, something you want to tell, something you want to advertise? I mean, obviously everybody should drop by your booth. Which number? Do you know it by heart?
No, it's at the beach place. I don't know it out of my number, to be honest.
But it's basically where you have been all the years.
Yes.
Where the food court is.
Where the food is, yes. And it's also just, we do it for fun. It's not like making advertisement or a sell. It's also that I like what I'm doing. And it's not, also you can check it if you don't have any budget or want to make it yourself. We can get advice. We do it because we like it. That's the most important. And there's a lot of nerds here who also like this kind of stuff. So that's what I like. That's why I like this festival. Yeah. Glad, good to be here.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
awesome. Yeah. Then
I would like to share some latest information. First releases will be somewhere in September, October. And the minimum order quantity of just 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That means it's for retail, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. Because. Yeah. Yeah, one person who said.
No, we only go business to business.
All right.
Fair enough. I mean, you have to stop somewhere. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For being here. It was a pleasure talking to you, getting all the new information, the news, and I wish you a very good time here at the Super Boost Fair. And I think we
thank
see
you.
Each other.
Yes, we're going to have fun.
Come have a look at our stand.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.